This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
It is Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a great weekend. Mike, I'm not making this up. Literally, the Falcons have signed a quarterback.
Talk to me, Goose.
Easton Stick.
What?
Yeah. They've signed quarterback Easton Stick. Now, this is interesting because as we approach the NFL draft on Thursday, and we've got you covered, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Nobody's covering the NFL draft and the Falcons like us. Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz getting you ready, and then, of course, the draft show with Wes, Dave, and Mike Conti, and then the post show. All of that going on Friday. We'll be at Flowery Branch talking to the guys up there. But this is interesting because, you know, again, people are like, who? Don't get caught up in this. And I've told you guys, everybody's like, well, who the backup going to be? It doesn't matter. What matters is there a way to get a deal done this week with Kirk Cousins, potentially with another team? Right. Now, Steve Wyche came on the show to start the show today, and he said, look, I think there are teams out there that are willing, but I don't think there are teams that are willing to do what Adam Schefter suggested, and that is that the Falcons potentially are asking teams to pay 20 of the $45 million worth of guarantees left on Cousins' contract. Now, the way I see this, Mike, is you could still do a deal, but the less you pay, the more compensation we ask for.
Right.
The more you pay, the less compensation we ask for. So if we get a team and it says, oh, there's no way we're paying 20 mil, we'll pay 10. And then we ask for more compensation.
Right.
I think there's a real possibility that this could still happen. But Shefty, again, puts this out there as this is what we're asking for? Is it too much?
Well, I mean, look, well, you can ask for anything you want. You're not going to get it. You know, aim high. Like, you know, what did Tony Montana say? Come on, babe, you go high, I go low, let's do a deal. You know what I mean? In this case, yeah, you're not. No one is going to take that money off of your books. You know, and what are you going to get, a seventh-round pick? You know, you're going to pay $20 million. Please give us a fifth. Please give us a fifth-round pick. Now, how about I just wait for you to cut him? Because I still think that's, as you said, post-June 1st designation, right?
Yeah, look.
But I mean, this goes back to Bill Barnwell saying you're not going to get anything for him. So, yes, Adam Schefter talks about there's still a couple of teams. He says potentially the Vikings and the Steelers, if they don't get what they're looking for in the, obviously in the draft and or Aaron Rodgers, then maybe, just maybe, that'll be an outlier, but they're only going to give us at most $10 million.
Well, look, and even if that, okay, so you're paying 10 of the 45 left of guarantees on his deal, as I said, then you ask for, the more you pay, the less compensation you want. And then you say, okay, well, here's what else we need. And you see if a team is willing to do it. Either way, this is where this is at. And the reason why it's interesting is because this is when deals get done. This week, if you're going to do something, you want to do it while the draft is going on. Mike, acquire some additional draft capital, hopefully for this season. But either way, this is something that could potentially play out between now and next week. And this is going to be, guys, I think the last time that it will potentially play out, Mike, because, again, once the draft is done and teams go, hey, we got our guy, we're good, we're not interested anymore.
Right. Now, again, we've felt that the Kirk Cousins thing, we asked Steve Wyche, and you know, he thinks Steve Wyche, I thought he said it was pretty much even money that he just retires. Aaron Rodgers, and then the idea that he would be, air quotes, retiring, and then waiting for an advantageous scenario to play out where either there's an injury or something happens with a team that's a potential contender where he feels he can swoop in and perhaps, you know, be the man. I don't know. I mean, I just felt that, you know, you got two really good opportunities. It sure sounds like the Vikings are leaving that door open for him because they just don't think just yet that J.J. McCarthy's ready to be that guy. But yet knowing they've got so many weapons on both sides of the ball, got great wide receivers, you got good running backs, you got good defense. So the window is now, and Aaron Rodgers will still be better than a rookie J.J. McCarthy learning teething pains, right?
Yeah, yes.
But then the Steelers, you know, man, how do you spend 6 hours with somebody and not know one way or the other? Right? With the working on the film, talking to Arthur Smith, talking to Tomlin, as Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee last week.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Well, look, I think he knows. I don't think that he doesn't know just because he hadn't made the commitment. I do think he knows what he wants to do. It's just a matter of the timing of it. And then we played a quote from Dan Patrick earlier on his show where he was talking about he just doesn't want to get Cousins. I guess that's going to be a new term.
Right.
All right. And that term is
don't get Cousins.
Well, that term is I sign. And then you draft a quarterback, and then something happens during the season where I struggle or I get injured, and guess what? Now I'm done. By the way, that's a nice term for $100 million as well.
Right.
Let's not leave that out, okay?
No, I mean, look, Kirk Cousins has got us by the short and curlies here. If he doesn't want to go somewhere, he's got the final word on that, you know, with the first right of refusal. Again, he's got the say in this deal. We don't have any leverage on this deal. The only thing that happens, and that's why I don't think it's likely Carl, anything would happen before the draft. Because you need teams that maybe felt if the Steelers are the Steelers prepared to try to make a playoff run with a rookie quarterback? Is that really what they're gonna try to do?
I don't know if they have a choice, Mike. If he doesn't choose to go there.
Because Kirk's already said, I'm not gonna go anywhere if there's somebody over my shoulder, to your point about Aaron Rodgers and the cousining thing.
Yeah, I think this whole idea that there's no way we can move him. I think they're trying. I think they've already had multiple conversations with teams. It's just about the compensation. And if the compensation starts at, hey, we'd like for you to pay this amount,
right,
and they go, no, we're still interested, what else can we do? And then the Falcons go, well, we want you to pay this amount, and they go, no, and then you go, all right, well, what are you willing to pay? That may be where the conversation goes, but I think the Falcons have said, Mike, we've invested way too much, and this is the minimal amount that we're willing to do, and if it doesn't happen, guess what? He's with us.
All right. Well, then, you know, you broke it. You bought it. You broke it.
Right.
It's yours. Okay.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's just I still can't envision seeing him on the roster and dealing with all the distraction. I mean, maybe yes, maybe no. Some guys, you know, again, the average player maybe doesn't give a crap that Kirk Cousins pulled the crap he pulled. You know, to us, we're like, what the hell, man? Took off his Falcon shirt at a Super Bowl thing? Remember that media thing that he was doing? Some nonprofit. And Dee Led was out there being Mike Wallace, and all of a sudden Kirk Cousins, quick, cover up my Falcons gear. I don't know. Saying that he wasn't hurt, then he was hurt. I don't know. Easton Stick, I had a laugh when you were talking earlier about the dynamic with the Kirk Cousins contract. One of our listeners says, Easton Stick is dog blank.
Yeah.
Well, he has been a perennial backup for the Chargers.
Well, but that's the deal. I mean, everybody was asking, what are we going to do? You've not worried about the backup. Don't worry about it now.
Right. So you guys remember Taylor Heinicke?
Right.
Taylor Heinicke is the guy out playing for the Chargers who replaced Easton Stick
as the
backup.
Right. That's
so
right.
So he's kind of like did a reverse swap.
I had a laugh, though. When I heard Easton Stick, I thought like the Key and Peele. He'd be like the last guy, the white guy at the end. From North Dakota State?
He is, but you do need another arm for things that they're about to get into. But I think today the offseason program started, if I remember correctly. I think today for the Falcons. Either way, draft is Thursday. We got you covered. And I just feel like this is something that's going to continue to be talked about, Mike. And then we'll get past the draft. And if nothing has happened, if nobody has been able to reach a deal with the Falcons, and I'm telling you, they're calling, they're trying to make this happen. I just don't know who's going to pull the trigger as far as they're going to be willing to pay what portion of this potential salary of these guarantees left on the deal.
It's our Falcon report. We were talking earlier in the dog report with Connor Riley, and he said something interesting earlier about Mykel Williams,
okay,
who could be there for us at 15. Certainly, we may covet him. I don't know where we fall on this one, but it was interesting in Albert Breer's Monday morning, his version of Monday morning quarterback. He talks about Abdul Carter, the Michigan corner, Will Johnson, talks about Alabama's Jahad Campbell, who some teams think may have to go have surgery and after the combine start the season on the PUP list. They feel that Mykel Williams had a so-so workout last week, told teams he wasn't at his best because an ankle injury from the fall is still hampering him. So does that give you any concern?
Yes.
About, yeah, does me too.
Yes.
I got no wiggle room here. I need an impact player here.
Yeah, I I've been all over Mykel. If you had to choose, which we played this game, you know, Jalen or Mykel, and I've said I want size because size matters. But if you're telling me he's still hampered by that nagging injury, how long is this thing going to go on? what kind of concern should we have if, in fact, we do draft him? And Mike, camp rolls around, and then they realize, oh, does he need surgery or whatever might come forth? I don't know.
Then it's unintentionally, it's Braylon Trice 2.0.
Correct. So I just, that is a concern. Everybody, if anybody says it's not, you're not paying attention. And by the way, do you have that kind of time where you could draft a kid, even if the upside is so much that in 2 years he's going to be that special player you wanted, but in the meantime we don't get that? We don't have that kind of time.
No, I mean, and nor does the general manager. We talked with Steve Weiss. He kind of agreed with us. You know, you got here in 21, and this will be the 24-25 season. So, I mean, 25-26 season, so you better get in the playoffs. If you don't get in the playoffs, I think you're going
to
be gone.
Yeah, that's concerning. And for a guy like Connor to say he saw him and he didn't look like his Adonis self.
You and I both looked at each other like, what?
That is not what I want to hear. Now, again, I don't know what the circumstances are with Michael at this point, but Mike, if the injury is hampering his workouts as well, and maybe that's why he's been lagging as far as not being able to do some of the things in these workouts that they want him to do or whatever, either way, yeah, put a little check mark down there for me right now. I don't know if it changes my opinion Thursday. I'm going to tell you where they go Thursday, where I think they're going to go, but right now, as much as I like Michael Williams, that's concerning.
I know that I've used that the 2016 season, and if ever there was a season that kind of mirrors it, you got to look at our season, man. We got a lot of great pieces on offense we believe in. Maybe not as much in your right tackle, but you got to go get those starters, impact guys. Trading down. We talked about that with Steve Weiss as well. If ever there was a year to trade down, and we don't know. I've seen everything where this is going to be a great draft for offensive linemen. Some guys feel it's overblown for offensive linemen. Maybe all the impact guys will be there. But somebody's going to be in love with quarterbacks. There's still that Shedeur Sanders thing floating around where he may go all the way down to where we're picking it, and somebody's going to come up and get him.
I hope so.
I'd love to be able to trade down. Imagine if we had two twos and an extra, and we have a third.
Yes.
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
Provided you get it right.
Well, that would be ideal because, again, you're just adding potential of filling more needs of what you have, right? We talk about depth. Some of this stuff, again, all these guys aren't going to be starters. We do expect the first and the second, your first three picks to have big impact. But, Mike, if we were to add a couple of seconds or a couple of thirds or whatever it might be, a fourth, yeah, I like that idea because I still feel like all of our needs are not going to be fulfilled. But as our man, you know, as he came on and said when we started the show today and we were talking, he said, look, there have been teams in the past that have had five picks and they hit it out of the park, and you just pick the right guys. If you pick the right three guys and your 2 seventh-round picks don't pan out, it doesn't matter because you got the right three guys. That's how this has to go for the Falcons. But if we were to add picks, I'd love that as well.
Man, you think about
Steve
it, Weiss. Man. Yeah, Keanu Neal, Debo, Deion Jones, of course, and then Devondre Campbell. And we also got Austin Hooper in that draft.
Yes.
So you had guys, that's four impact guys, and Brian Poole was the undrafted free agent. It was a big blitzing corner for us. So that was part of the team that would, you know, again, we all know how it ended, but that was a team which really, 17, that defense was really good. Offense kind of went backwards the following year.